Today we are going to learn what exactly is the opinion of the Rambam regarding Mashiach ben Yosef. The Rambam, we know, speaks a lot about Mashiach ben David. The Rambam gives us the characteristics of somebody that could be Becheskas Mashiach, somebody that could be Mashiach Vadai, explains to us what Mashiach has to do, the different Pu'ulois of Mashiach, also telling us what Mashiach does not have to do. For example, Oisus and Moivsim, different miracles. But what about Mashiach ben Yosef? Is that a halachic prerequisite to Mashiach? Does that have to happen halachically? What is the status of Mashiach ben Yosef in halacha? We're going to learn together a letter of the Rebbe that the Rebbe wrote on Rish Chodesh Adar Tov Shin Dalet. The letter is printed in Likutei Sichos in the Yosefus, Likutei Sichos Chelek Lamed Beis, page 184. A little bit of a background to the letter. As mentioned many times, in the earlier years, the Rebbe was in correspondence with a lot of Rabbonim in his capacity as the Yeshiv Rosh of Machne Yisrael, Merkez L'Nyonei Chinuch, etc. And a lot of times when the Rebbe would write letters to people and it was near a certain Yom Tif, the Rebbe would say, I've been Messiahim B'mili D'Yoyma, that I'm going to end off with things to Divrei Yisoyiros Minyoni D'Yoyma. And some of the very fascinating biurim of the Rebbe about certain Yomim Toivim and Pirushim and certain Maimori Chazal are specifically found in the letters of before the Nesias. Some beautiful biurim. So this letter was written Rish Chodesh Adar Tov Shin Dalet. This is 1944. And the Rebbe is speaking about preparing for the month of Nisan, because on Rish Chodesh Adar there were machriz al hashkolim, etc. And the Rebbe gets into quite a big pilpul in regards to Melchemes Gog u'Magog Bechlal and Mashiach ben Yosef Befrat. So we're going to try to make it simple as much as we can explain it, that everyone should be able to understand. Amr Razal. Chazal tell us in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah that there's a machlokes between Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Elazar if the Geula is going to be in Nisan or in Tishrei. And we know that we say B'nisan Nigalu, B'nisan Asidin Ligoel, that we go with the psak that it happened in Nisan, and B'nisan Asidin Ligoel. Now, if that's the case, comes a question regarding Melchemes Gog u'Magog. We mentioned in the beginning of the series of these shiurim that one of the impetus is one of the reasons why we got into this limud now, because on Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkos we read the haftorah of Melchemes Gog u'Magog, and the reason is because it's brought down that Melchemes Gog u'Magog is going to be in Tishrei. But you just told me that we paskin that Mashiach is coming in Nisan. So why, when it comes to Melchemes Gog u'Magog, are we reading the Haftorah in Tishrei? Seemingly we should read the Haftorah in Nisan time. So Frek Zog the Rebbe, the Aftim Aftirim B'Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkos B'Yoyim Bo'Igog, even though, like the Gemara says, we Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkos, we read about the war of Gog u'Magog, Latur Shulchan Aruch says that being that in Tishrei is going to be the war of Gog u'Magog, therefore we are reading the Haftorah about Gog u'Magog then. Mashma l'chayra desvirale de b'tishrei nigolin. From that Gemara and Tur, it's mashma that they paskin that the Gula is going to come in Tishrei, and yet we paskin that it's going to come in Nisan. How do they both go together? Says the Rebbe, Yeshloimar, Dainu Davke Melchemes Gog, Shitchilas Yemoisa Mashiach. Do not associate Goig u'magoig and the Gula, because it's part of the process. So the beginning of Yemais HaMashiach, Goig u'magoig will be in Tishrei, but the Shleimus HaGula will be in Nisan. Avo Gula is going to be in Nisan. Says the Rebbe Vitzorechiyun, in general, there's a question if Gula is going to be before Melchemes Goig or afterwards, like we brought down in the previous Yurim. There are different Gemaras and different Midrashim, which are Mashma. Either the Gula will be before Goig u'Magoig or afterwards. So the Rebbe answers on the last line in the page. In order to explain how it all goes together, we can say, the general process of Mashiach starts before the war of Goig u'Magoig. Aval eina geula shleima alachrei mapelas Goig u'Magoig. When we the complete geula is afterwards. So therefore, one gemara is mashma that it's before, because the process starts before. But yet the other gemara is mashma the geula is after Goig u'Magoig. That's because what we call geula shleima sa geula is going to be after Goig u'Magoig. And the Rebbe says, and that's the difference between Moshiach ben David and Moshiach ben Yosef, that Moshiach ben David comes la'acher ascholas melchemes Goig u'Magoig. Moshiach ben Yosef comes after the war of melchemes Goig u'Magoig. Mashenk in Moshiach ben Yosef anilcham im Goig u'Magoig. However, the war of Moshiach ben Yosef, which happens earlier in the beginning stages, that's where the whole process of Yemais HaMashiach starts, and Mashiach ben Yosef's death will happen, and that war will happen before the war of Goig u'Magoig, in other words, at the beginning stages. So now the Rebbe asks the question. V'tzorech iyun, sheberambam soiv hilchas malachim, Hishmit legamri inyan Mashiach ben Yosef. If you open up the Rambam clearly omits Mashiach ben Yosef. In other words, a lot of times you could be medayik by what the Rambam writes, and sometimes you have to be medayik about what he doesn't write. In other words, if the Rambam is going through Len, great effort to describe the process of Mashiach, and Cheskas Mashiach, Mashiach Vadai, what he has to do, what he doesn't have to do, and Mashiach ben Yosef is not mentioned at all, says the Rebbe, Mashma Milashoinoi. It's Mashma from the words, from the Lashon of the Rambam, Da Koil Nasa Yidei Mashiach ben David. That it's all going to be done through Mashiach ben David. In other words, like we mentioned earlier, that the whole Mashiach ben Yosef and Goig u'Magoig, but especially Mashiach ben Yosef, doesn't have to happen in a very literal way. As a matter of fact, there's a whole biur written by the Vilner Goin. If I'm not mistaken, in that biur he explains like 150 ways of Mashiach ben Yosef coming. He says that even though we're talking about a person, it could happen in many different ifanim. He even explains there one of the Ifanim, like Esther Hamalka, was like the Mashiach ben Yosef in that time, in that generation. It could be like a lady. The point is, the Mashiach ben Yosef doesn't have to be a literal person in this capacity. And if Yidin Arzoicha, and we don't have to go through the whole process, so then Mashiach ben Yosef doesn't even have to be in a literal way. And that's why Mashiach ben David, it has to be in a literal way. Yamod Melech mi Beis David. He's a person, and the characteristics that are associated with Mashiach ben David. But according to the Rambam, Mashiach ben Yosef doesn't necessarily have to exist.